Exactly 40 years ago, in May 1973, another Coptic pope, Shenouda III, came to Rome for a week to meet with Pope Paul VI. In the Vatican Gardens, together with the top ecumenist of the day, Dutch Cardinal Johannes Willebrands, the two leaders signed a joint declaration affirming their shared faith in Christ and his Church, founded on the Apostles and celebrated through the seven sacraments. This historic event will be recalled by Shenouda's successor, Pope Tawadros, who arrived in the Vatican on Thursday with his delegation and was greeted at the entrance to the Casa Santa Marta by Pope Francis, also living in the same guest house. The two men will have an official meeting on Friday, after which the Patriarch will meet with Rome's mayor and then visit the various Coptic Orthodox communities scattered around the city. The Coptic Orthodox Church in Egypt numbers over 10 million faithful, plus several million other members living in the diaspora, making it one of the most significant Christian churches in the Middle East. Given the extreme political instability and the violence suffered by Christians in Egypt recently, issues of promoting peace and reconciliation in the region are likely to figure high on the agenda during the papal audience. Since the election of Tawadros II as the new Coptic Orthodox Patriarch of Alexandria last November, there's been a growing rapprochement between the Christian communities in Egypt, leading to the establishment of the first Council of Christian Churches in the country. I'm Philippa Hitchin.